still friend and neighborhood party.
Right on. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Peroni. And today, we're doing a few different things. As you can see, Tyler's not with us today, unfortunately. He's got a bit of a tooth issue going on. Everything is going to be all right. He's fine. He just had to sit this one out, unfortunately. I hope you had a good week. I hope you enjoy this sesh, since it's just me talking a bunch of smack for no reason. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. As you can see, if you're watching this, I now have glasses. That's right, I'm officially fucking old, baby. I'm 42, and apparently it's time to get glasses because I can't see distances very well. You know what's funny about that is you don't know you can't see until you can see. That's right. Okay, so in the bong today, this is what we smoke, because this is what we're going to do. So we tried a little Bonfire Meringue number 84. It's 31.2%. Oh, sorry about that. It's 31.2%. It's a sativa, and by Bonfire, it's Green Seal makes Bonfire. So I figured I'd give this one a shot, because I haven't got their, I think it's Mr. Watermelon or Watermelon something. I really want to try that. Hopefully I get to try it this week. We'll find out. but yeah, so that's what was in the bong. And then I figured we would smoke a little Super Haze, Super Silver Haze by Chronic, which is what Tyler had brought last time. He rolled it with a little bit of that, what's it called? Oh man, the weed is slowly setting in. I can feel it dripping down my face. What was in there? Animal Face by Carmel. It's a really nice hash. I also figured I brought the DL pipe again by Pulsar. I love this thing, man, with a little Deadhead OG just in case I go astray. It's so nice. Plus, it makes me feel all smart. Now with my glasses, too. I generally smoke this pipe now because I'm all Four Eyes McGee with a pipe. Let me tell you something. So yeah, so the Super Silver Haze is, let me see here, 3 half-gram pre-rolls are 28.3%. And this time I know I'm right, because again, glasses. and I have my very first half-quarter that I'm about to shit all over. That's right. This may be the worst, most aggravating, unlikable weed on the market. We'll get there eventually, though. Let's start with the story about my glasses, because I know you guys are always curious to know how my life's going, right? So a couple weeks ago, I took the kids and myself down to get our eyes checked. I haven't had my eyes checked in about 20 fucking years. That's right. I used to have, I had reading glasses, but that was just because I was told my rods and cones get tired, so then I get all blurry, and when I get tired, to put those on so that I can read better, right? Well, I tell the eye doctor this. I also tell them, that I'm getting to the point where I can't see street signs. I mean, I can see stop signs and big signs, but when you get to the street sign, I don't see what the actual name is until I'm like right beside the sign. And she's like, oh, you're farsighted. I was like, great. So I need glasses for that. Now, initially she told me that, hey, like you're only going to need them when you're driving at night, like driving in general, but then also at night. And then you also need, you'll need them for like when your eyes get tired, you'll notice. So you'll wear them. I was like, so what you're telling me here is that like, I'm going to use them periodically, but the clarity is going to be so much better that I'm just going to end up wearing them all the time. She's like, pretty much. I'm like, great. Turns out I have astigmatism, which is why I get the little halos at night, around street signs or, street lights and stuff like that. Or like, car lights. Lights really bothered my eyes up until I started wearing these. Like, I can look directly at the light above this camera now, and it doesn't faze me. Whereas, like, before the glasses, I'd look at it, and my eyes would just fucking bug out. It would hurt like hell. I didn't realize I was having headaches until I got glasses and I didn't have headaches anymore. Like, it's amazing to me how quickly everything just kind of like in life becomes normal. You're so caught up in all the other bullshit that's going on and trying to like make it, you know, or like just survive. And you don't notice things like headaches repeatedly happening, or like eye strain, or the fact that like people are always like, oh, are you squinting? Do you notice you're squinting more and you can't see? Well, no, because like I apparently don't squint. I don't do the whole like tighten up the eyes thing unless I'm high, hence the lids low. But I would like open my eyes wider as if I was trying to focus stronger at it, you know, which really caused like eye fatigue. And like some days I told the doctor I would get like blurred vision, and she was like, yeah, that's the stigmatism, like you're eyes getting tired and not being able to handle it. I'm like, 20 years I hadn't gone to the fucking eye doctor. Dude, I should have had glasses like 10 years ago, seriously. So anyway, now I have glasses. I have a new part of me. Hopefully, you know, it's not too abrasive. I don't know. I think I look more distinguished. My parents said I actually look smart. Thanks, Mom. But yeah, so now I know, now you know that I'll be definitely accurate and sure of whatever it is I'm telling you now. Plus, maybe with the glasses, I'll get a little extra credibility, and like, you know, you'll believe the things that I say. I'm not just saying shit to say shit. I mean, sometimes I do, but if I'm giving you information on marijuana, hopefully the glasses help you accept the information. I don't know. Just try to have fun with it. I'll tell you this though, it was fucking weird because they told me like, oh, you can have like an adjustment period. I've never worn glasses other than to read. So reading glasses, like, it's right in front of your face, and you know, it's just like you're not looking at a bunch of other things. You're generally just looking at a book. You take them off, talk to somebody, put them back on, read the book again, right? Well, these ones, I have to wear them all the time, or I'm wearing them all the time anyway. They told me there'd be an adjustment period. I didn't know what they meant by an adjustment period, okay? I thought, like, it just takes a while for your eyes to not get tired of trying to focus or unfocus or, like, whatever. The muscles getting used to the fact that they're looking through, you know, like a magnifying glass now. So I figured it was mostly that. What I didn't realize was the fucking fisheye vision that comes with it, dude. At first day I put it on, okay, I could see everything in 4K. Like, for people that don't need glasses, this is what it's like. You don't realize that you can't see as clearly if it's like degradation over time, right? So I didn't realize how bad my sight was until I started looking through. When you do the eye test, you do like, you know, lens one, lens two, which one is clearer, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that kind of thing. And you tell the optometrist which one's better. Number two was always clearer. Whatever the second one was, it was normally the clearer vision. So then when I got the glasses on and I'm watching fucking TV, it was like the first time I bought a 4K TV, dude. Like, you could see the clarity so well. It was amazing to me. I didn't realize that I couldn't fucking see, okay? And then on top of that, or part of that is you see it so perfectly, but you don't realize that your eyes are still adjusting to like the edges of things. So like even now, I've had them for a week now, and if I look at the computer, the lid is slightly slanted. I think it looks like it is anyway. So instead of it looking like a perfect square, it looks like a square on an angle. So it's kind of like flattened out a bit and like elongated, right? So when you're standing at a fucking counter, even though you can see every imperfection, every mark, every whatever in it, okay, it still looks like it's slanted. So like for the first night, I would put things down and I would like go to catch them real quick. They never fell, you know, or I put a cup down. That was the other thing too. Okay, so things that were circular, if you hold them in front of you, they're not, when you see normally, there's like, it's not distorted. But when you're wearing these glasses, you're getting used to it, there's like a bit of a fisheye effect. So when you turn it, it looks like they're like crooked almost, like cut on an angle. And they're not, but it's really trippy. It's getting better every day. You don't notice it as much, but it's like there's still certain times when I do, and I wasn't wearing them this morning because I was just I was pretty groggy. So right now I've had them on for the last hour. Anyway, you don't realize what you can't see until you can see again. Like, it's like supplements. You don't realize how much of a good thing they are until you stop taking them and you're like, why do I feel like this? Well, because you stop taking supplements. It's amazing to me what in life you don't notice or you notice once you've stopped doing something, how much you needed it or how much it helped you or what the benefit was until it's done or gone, you know? I guess it's like that old saying, you never know what you had until you lose it. You never know, what is it? I don't know, I'm high. That fucking bong hit's kicking in. Greensill, Bonfire, well done, man. Meringue number 84, I like it. I like everything you guys do. But I like your sativas, that's a bit of a creeper. I like your sativas because they're clearly hybrid sativas, but you get the best parts of the hybrid and the sativa high out of the plant. Whatever you're doing to grow it, dude, I can't say enough, man. Dude, you guys do a great job. I haven't found anything from you that I don't like. It's like Nugs. Nugs, you guys can make... The thing I love best is Pheno number 25, but, like, amazing. El Blunto, these guys that make blunts, dude, these are probably the best blunts on the market, in my opinion. Fucking amazing. In that jar, you get 4.7 gram leaf rolled blunts. They're fucking good, too. I think those ones are indicas. I got a sativa one. You can buy them single. The ones that are infused are the best. Those are the shit, dude. But yeah, those are just a few companies that do like a really good job at making the weed that they make. Because again, they don't do anything crazy. Like, they don't go for, you know, wicked marketing attempts at like this. Like, they don't overdo it. You know, nothing. They treat it like it's a simple craft situation. They don't try to be more than what they are. Whereas some companies, like this weed I'm gonna show you now, after I take a hit or two from the calming pipe, which is Deadhead OGs in here. So this is like the perfect example of what Tyler and I talk about in terms of a company trying to do too much, okay? These guys hit every single, like, marketable gadget idea they possibly could in a container, okay? So, this company, I don't know who makes it. I'm looking at it for the first time. I just got it home because I thought it sounded good. It's Retro Haze. Retro Haze. Wait, hold on. The company is Retro Haze, I believe. And it's the... Bud is Lemon Haze. The THC is 22.9%, so not crazy strong, but like good for a sativa. Their package is a, if you're not watching this, plastic container, okay? White with a black label, Retro Haze and like 70s roller skating kind of letters. And then everything else you need on it. But yeah, so... The marketing is relatively loud because they're doing too much with it. It's not as simple as it could be. All right. But then on top of this, this should be your first tip off that like the product's not worth buying. So this has a grinder lid that is container lid that's also a grinder. So you pop this guy open like this. I'm showing you. If you're watching this, you'll see. So you got your bud in there. Okay. Right? And then when you look at the lid underneath, you have like little spikes that you can take the top of the lid on the outside off. See if I could do it. Come on. You have to like twist it off, but it's held. It's one of those like twist and lock things. There we go. So then you get the top off and it's like that, right? So you have on the inside of the lid, grinder spikes. On the top side that you've just taken off, the plastic addition to the lid, you have more spikes for grindage, okay? First tip, weed's not worth it. Why? Watch this shit. Dude, this, like, don't ever, I'm sorry, but, like, as a consumer, fuck this, okay? I think I paid, and this is with a discount, I think I paid, like, $27 or something for this, okay? Look, squishy, yeah, sure, but instead of squishing, it just fucking crumbles, dude. It's like, it's so dry. It's horrible, okay? Do not buy this. If you have any self-respect, you won't buy this. Like, I'm tempted to just throw it out. So anyway, you take this dry-ass nug, and you stick it on the inside where it already breaks and crunches. It's the worst sound ever. When you're a pothead, this is not the sound that you want to fucking hear, okay? You take the addition to the top, put it upside down into the actual jar. You take the piece that you've just squished into the top of the lid, squish it down, and grind away, grind away. Hello, I grind today. Okay? That's it. And then you grind it up. Once you're done grinding, I broke it. There we go. You pop off the lid, and there's your dry-ass nugs. Now, this may look good and big on TV, but I'm telling you, you can, listen. That's not what you want your weed to sound like. I don't even know where that nug went. I'll have to find it later. Yeah, this is bad. I was all excited and stoked, not because of the grinder part. I mean, that's just a gimmick, and clearly if you're doing gimmicks like this, you're not making the best product. Put your time and effort into making a good product. So things like this make me thank Green Seal for doing what they do. And companies like Green Seal, Nugs, 1964, Simply Bear, even though Simply Bear I think is a little bit overpriced, but it's still great weed. Yeah, anyway. Retro Haze, Lemon Haze. It's a fucking, if we were rating this, this is a fucking negative 10. Okay, that's where we're at with this. These guys owe me money. Okay, so just to round it out as well, this, you smoke this shit and it hurts. Like, I smoked it in the bong because it was so dry. I was like, fuck that, I'm not rolling a joint. So I smoked it in the bong. So dry, dude. It hurt the back of my throat so bad. I give this a no bueno weed. No bueno. Okay? Don't do it. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. Retro Haze, Lemon Haze. Blah. Put your money into your grow. Forget about the stupid gimmicky shit. Grow your weed better. And that's the first time I think I've ever really shit on weed. That was horrible. Okay? I can't. There's nothing to compare to that. It's just, that was not good. So don't put your money into that. Like, I mean, it looks okay. It should be relatively nice as a sativa, but dude, it is so dry. Listen, this is a tiny little nug. Like, even that's a crunch. Oh, that one didn't really crunch. Oh, that's a stem. But yeah, it's not really the greatest. And like I said, the smoke was really harsh. It was, I don't know, maybe they didn't cure it as much as they could, but I can only speculate. I don't know. But yeah, I'm thinking of just tossing this. You know what? Here, look, watch this. I'll do it on camera. I don't give a shit. There's an ashtray back here. Boom. That weed no longer exists in my collection of marijuana, which is quite extensive. Different stuff for different things. Yeah. So that's where we're at. Anyway, to get rid of that, let's smoke one of these Super Silver Haze. These guys are fucking delicious. How does this work? Slide it? Oh, I haven't even opened these yet. Sorry, sidetracked. But yeah, okay, well, we're doing this then. That's how you rip open a container. I really like these. Tyler made these, like I said. Tyler did these up. These are pre-rolls from the package from the company. I bought them. I buy everything that's on here. Just as a side note, okay? Nobody get their panties in a bunch. I pay for everything that I use on here because I'm just a consumer. I'm a consumer as much as I am, an assistant manager at a pot shop. I still want to get I want to give you an educated idea of what it is that is good to smoke and what will help you with things and what to stay away from. Some people can't be deterred. But yeah, I'm as much a consumer as I am a proprietor. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to get you, I want to make sure that some of these companies, like, because in day-to-day life, you know, you still have to maintain connections. But sometimes, as a consumer, you want to call people out. So that's why I did this podcast. That way we can talk about really good stuff and turn away the bad stuff. That stuff is bad. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Do better. You can. There's better out there. And for the price that it was, like, if I'm paying $27 for that, a customer is paying like maybe $32. That's not $32 worth of weed there. Especially when you can get something from Tribal or Nugs. What else? Figure even. 7 acres for like the same price. It's better. It's just better. It's better done. No one wants dry ass weed. Now, one of the other problems is the fact that Tyler and I were talking about this. So the weed that we get in the winter is actually grown, is from the summer. And the stuff that's in the winter is in the summer. Maybe I should have known this, but I didn't. I don't know why. I found it shocking. But it also explains why your packaging dates are never the same month that you're going in to get it. Like, it's always a month, maybe some of it's really bad. Like this one here. This is a good example. So this one's package date is October 19th, 2023. I mean, it's not that far, but that's still a long, like, it's February, man. I just bought this the other day, you know, that's bad. That shouldn't be that way. But I also understand grow cycles and things like that. So when I say it shouldn't be that way, I mean that, like, do better. Companies can do better. There's companies out there that are doing better, you know. Don't try to pump shit out. Take your time. Make some good stuff. Make some good weed. That's it. Because, like we said, this is the best example. I don't know how many strains this company makes, but if you're focusing too much on other shit rather than just growing the weed, you should, your mainstays, your main ideas should be start with 3 strains of weed, minimal packaging. Like, the shittier the packaging, the better the weed on average. Not always, but like a good majority of the time. Okay, these guys missed the mark. They did everything wrong. They probably pumped this out real quick, or it sat around at least. And all the, like, rock star imaging 70s creative shit was unnecessary. They should have just put, like, font type, done it in 10 seconds, and moved on. You know? And forget the grinder idea, dude. That just promotes, like, you couldn't grind that if it was like, a well-cured, moisture-filled plant. It only works if it's dry. So maybe that was, like, the whole plan. I don't know. But yeah, if you're good to grow weed, what we've noticed from, you know, selling weed to smoking weed is that your companies seem to be more successful when they stick to 3 to 5 strains. They don't overproduce, and they take their time to, like, really cultivate new ideas and new strains and cross them and all that fun stuff. So take your time, do that. Don't just be like, oh, I can grow lemon haze, bro. Let's put it out there. You know? Yeah. Let's try not to do that. Because whatever this was, blech. Like, oh no, it's on fire now. Not really. It's just got caught by the ash. But yeah. So now that I'm old balls and I can read all this stuff, I guess I've grown some balls, because that company, don't sell that stuff, man. I can't sell that to anybody. Who am I going to sell that to? It's really bad. But I guess that's kind of like the mentality of today, right? Everybody's just kind of in it to get what they want. They're in it to sort of like, everybody wants to pave their own path. They want to get to their whatever their version or level of success is, and they don't necessarily want to put in the effort. And everybody's wondering why there's such a division of lazy in between generations, right? And as somebody that works in retail, I see a lot of this on, like, I see a lot of different people. I see, you can't clump one group of people into anything, but I have noticed this. that there seems to be more elderly people. Maybe it's just the environment that I'm in, okay? There seems to be more elderly people that come from the point of view where they should be handed things. And when I say elderly, I'm talking like 65 plus, okay? And these people in their 60s and 70s and 80s, where you, like, okay, I don't know about you, but when I was brought up, I was always told, like, you respect your elders, you talk to them a certain way, you respect what they tell you, listen, that kind of thing, right? No talking back, that kind of stuff. But I can remember a time when I was a kid, and my buddy and I were walking down the street, and there was a row of fences, because we're on, like, a sort of a main road in town. And we're walking by the back of houses, and it's just a fence, right? That spans like a block. So we're walking, and we're bouncing this tennis ball off the sidewalk, off the fence, and then back to us, right? Well, this old dude and his wife stop us, okay? And the guy scolds us for throwing a tennis ball at a fence. And we're like, what are you talking about? And he stepped in and grabbed it when we were bouncing it and took it. And he's like, I'm taking your tennis ball. And we're like, why? We're just bouncing a ball against the fence. And in my 42 years, okay, that's the only time I've ever run into that. So it was like a one-off where this guy must have been having like the worst day and just wanted to scold some kids about, because he was all on this thing about, you know, this is their property and you're wrecking it. And we're like, we're not breaking anything. We're just bouncing the ball off the floor of the fence and then back. Like, wasn't a big deal. Anyway, he takes her ball. I tell my mom, she's like, who is this guy? He's gone. Like, we'd already gone out and come back. And that was the only time I noticed it. But now as an adult, I notice a lot, dude, of people in their 60s and up, 60s plus, that are entitled as fuck. Like, it used to be that you respected your elders because your elders showed you respect and could teach you the way. You know, like, sure, respect is earned, especially when you're in that position of looking up to somebody and somebody older than you giving you and passing on information. But there's a certain level of respect and decorum they talk with, right? Whereas now, there isn't any of that, man. Like, I'm 42. Sure, we talked about this on the podcast many times. Like, I have to ID people. I have to talk to people about, you know, doing this, that, and the... I have to talk to people about... why they have to be ID'd in their 70s and 80s. And more often than not, there's a discussion about, well, that's stupid. I didn't make the law. I just have to follow it. Okay? But at the same time, why is it that the person that's showing the ID, the customer, okay, or the old person, is like, fuck this shit. And like, they're dumping on me, right? And it's like, I didn't make the law. You know that I didn't make the law. You're just pissed off. But like, how is this in any way respectful? How am I supposed to look at you after this conversation and have any kind of respect for you, you crusty old fuck? You know? Because all they do is, instead of going like, oh, I understand you have to do your job, it's starting to come around some people, but they're definitely in the minority, the people that are like okay with being ID'd in their 60s and 70s, but the majority of them tell you to like, they say the most vile shit sometimes. Like, they're ruthless, dude, okay? And we're supposed to respect our elders, but our elders act like that. So we wonder why a generation below them starts acting dumber. Well, it's because at a certain point, we aren't getting what we need to be shown to move forward. You know what I mean? And like, people lose their minds over that shit. I saw a video the other day of this girl talking about how, I guess, younger generations, she must have been like maybe late teens, early 20s, talks about how like, if you give a thumbs up now, it's like giving them the middle finger. What? No. Okay. That's crazy. I'm saying like, good. What are we talking about here? But so... there, like I said, there's a lot of discussion about why this younger generation is acting the way they are. And I think it's because my generation and older are acting like babies too right now. Everybody is acting as if you're owed something at this point. Like, I don't know why you think you're owed anything. Sure, we had, like, times sometimes suck, okay? You just have to keep going and things will change. But, like, throwing out basic principles of social interaction because you want to take your anger out on somebody else. And this goes, like, well beyond, you know, just serving a customer at a pot shop. I see this everywhere. Old people, young people, and everybody in between are not playing their fucking parts, man. The older generation, 60s to, like, whatever, are supposed to help the younger generation stay in line. Give them a set of good moral standards and guidelines to operate by, right? And keep that code going. My generation is supposed to be the liaison from that generation to the younger generation of these morals, principles, and modes of conduct, okay? We are failing the youth and our geriatrics. We're failing everyone. We're going to be in our 60s and 80s being like, why doesn't everybody pay attention to us? Well, because we fucked up. And we just said, fuck this. I want to be 12 again. I mean, I'm there too. Don't get me wrong. I'm that guy. I definitely didn't want to grow up, so I didn't. But I'm saying, I think that there's a state of mentality that is sweeping humanity. And it's taking us in a really dumb direction. But I guess there's always that, right? Like, there's always got to be... It's just there's more people. Like, since... Okay, what am I trying to say? I think that forever, there has been... an undereducated voice from the public, sort of louder than everything else. But for the most part, things still run normally. But there's always that, okay, what am I trying to say? I think that as long as there's been humans, there's been like the dumb influence, right? Where somebody that just doesn't, or a group of people that just don't get the whole story or don't want to look, like share a common mentality that... I think that there's always going to be a voice from that, and there always has been a voice from that, but like the general population sort of keeps it in check, and every once in a while it roars up and then we keep it in check. But I think that right now there's like a ripple from the roar. You know what I mean? Like it's starting to maybe take a second wave. Whereas like at a certain point it would just get shut down, then we move on, everything would be calm again for like a year. And then some stupid shit would happen and something would blow up again, right? And like the general consensus starts thinking stupid things. I think we're starting to take it back a bit, like this, we're taking the stupid back, but I think that stupid influence is still out there, really trying to like poke its angry head. And I think that instead of trying to silence it, it's almost like we should take the high road, you know, and like reason with it. I know you're going to say there's no reasoning with it, but here's the thing. This is why I say we fail, generations fail each other constantly, is because there's a certain point where you give up. But like as a parent, do you give up? No, right? you're going to do everything you possibly can to make sure that your kid is okay and understands like a good way to be and, you know, thinks for themselves and, you know, is smart and intelligent and whatever, right? Well, we have to take that kind of like look at society and put our effort into getting a more balanced discussion going as opposed to just yelling each other down, right? Like we need more people that have patience to explain and listen to the tantrum. Cause the people that are screaming and yelling like that, like they're just grown toddlers. Like that's, I've really noticed that. The similarities, because my kids are 10, 12, and 15, okay? The similarities and hissy fits that they pitch to what like everyday people pitch is fucking identical, dude. Like they just never grew up. You know what I mean? Like we owe it to the generation below us to grow the fuck up a bit here. Like get our minds right. You know what I mean? And pass down a logical understanding of the progression of life to the generation below us, right? I feel like we are failing that because we're too busy trying to define who's better at this or that and who's got the right ideas versus the wrong ideas. Maybe it's the fact that the right ideas and the wrong ideas need to stop being like, well, fuck you. Maybe they need to be more like, hey, let's see what happens. If that doesn't work, we're doing it our way. And then, you know, find like compromise. That's what it is. We need compromise as a people. I can see clearly now that I have glasses. That sounded like, I hope that made sense because I totally just, the high set in, had some water, I got rambling and ranting. But yeah, I hope that makes sense. I really try to practice that at work though, because like some people will test your fucking nerves, man. Ugh. This one guy came into the shop the other day. He goes, hey man, how's it going? I go, I'm good. He goes, oh, you sick? I go, what? He goes, are you sick? I go, what the fuck does that mean? He goes, well, your nose is red. I go, what? Like, what are people trying to do prove when they do that? Like, I didn't look sick. I know. I was just in the bathroom, going to the bathroom. Like, I was like, dude, no, I'm fine. He's like, oh, okay, well, you haven't seen you in a while. I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, what do you want? But that's the mentality that, like, throws you off in the day. It's those people, like, oh, yeah. I don't know where did we go? Where did we get to the point where a person feels like they can walk into anywhere and just be like, hey, man, what's wrong with your face? Like, that's where we're at as a society. Like, we're so busy. And caught up in our own lives that we don't think about the other guy over there. This dude, I don't know what he was thinking, but yeah, it's just unloads. Hey man, what's wrong with your face? You're sick. What? Dude, you know how many things I could say? But because I'm an assistant manager of a shop, I can't say that shit. I want to so bad. Part of me really just wants to light him up, but I can't do that. But that's where we've gone to. Like, so many people come in and just tell you what they think. You know? One guy said something to me in, I think it was Arabic. I live in Guelph. I don't fucking know Arabic. And he goes, oh, you know what that means? I'm just trying to be polite. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. He's like, you know what that means? I'm like, no. He goes, oh, yeah, well, you know, well, you're from this other town? Like, oh, just all white friends, eh? I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like... And I can't say anything because, like, one, I didn't want to because it was just stupid. But even if you do, how are you going to say some shit like that? This is where we're at as a people. I'm saying, dude. It's baffling to me. I think people have forgotten that the people that they're looking at are people. You know, that we all go through different shit. I do it. I know that. I'm driving around. I get pissed off at the guy in front of me. Like, should I really be? No. We're driving. Like, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? We need to take more pride or more enjoyment in the good things and the little things that we do. Because think about it. There was a time where you would have to live stinky, traveling across country in a horse and buggy, if you're lucky, trying to avoid death, the plague, anything like that, and survive. That was like, think about living like that. Think about being like a cowboy, you know? We have some pretty nice luxuries. We have a pretty good life. What possibly could you be that mad at? What could you be that mad at that you have to come in and like shit all over people? Doesn't make any sense to me. Especially when you're 80 something. Like, dude, you've seen a lot of things. Like, you should be, I don't know. I hope when I'm 80, I'm jumping down the street, like, having a great old time. Hope I have a chauffeur. Because as much as I want to drive, I'm 80. If I'm 80 and I'm driving, fuck that. If I'm 80 and I can retire, I'm going to be high all the time. You're going to get podcasts fucking every day. That's what's going to happen if I hit 80. I'm going to be a happy motherfucker. That's right. I'm going to have a good time. I try to have a good time now. I don't understand these people that come in that are... I get it. Life is tough. But like, I'm talking about people that come in every day and they're pissed off at everything all the time. Those people... Take a fucking breath. Maybe leave your house a bit. Maybe don't close the curtains. Let the sun shine in. Smile. Have a good time. That's all I'm saying. But yeah. Well, those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. Hope you enjoyed the sesh. Hope you had a good week. I hope you come back next week with me, Justin Baroni, and hopefully Tyler will be back. Hopefully his tooth situation is better soon. Yeah, so I hope you come back next week on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Good Pods, Podchaser, Pandora, wherever you get a podcast, baby. It's out there. That's right. Don't forget to check out Tots420.com. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. What else? Let's subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow on Spotify. Just save it up. You know, help me out. That's right. Hopefully, yeah. I don't know. I had fun. Hope you enjoyed the sesh. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby. Right on.